Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, 5.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found.
Our special guest today is Allison Cole.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Allison. Hi, Julia. Hi, Julia. Hi, Shane. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Oh, so happy that you could make it today because I know you have quite a packed schedule all the time and we really appreciate your time to be here with us.
Sure.
Awesome. Can you tell the listeners more about who you are? Because you do a bunch of things.
Yeah, I guess I'm most commonly known as being one of the producers and co-hosts of the Animal Voices Vancouver radio show. We are a weekly live show that airs every Friday at noon till 1 p.m. with extended time at 100.5 FM CFRO in Vancouver on Vancouver Co-op Radio. Also live streaming at cooperadio.org. And then we podcast afterwards at animalvoices.org and at iTunes. And our show is all about animal advocacy issues and promoting the vegan lifestyle. So I encourage your listeners to check it out as well, since their interest will probably be synonymous with what our interests are at Animal Voices. So, yeah, I've been vegetarian for 23 years, vegan for about the last 11 years, and it's basically my life. So it's something I think about and you know, it's a part of my identity. So it's something that I live and breathe every day. So I'm so happy to come here to speak with you about you know, coping during the holidays, because I've been through enough holidays to kind of know, like, to share my experiences and sort of to have refined my my tactics to ones that I think work for me the best.
Definitely, yeah, right. Refining your tactics, yeah, that's what it's all about. Nice, yeah, we actually listened to your radio today about the holidays.
Yeah, we did.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really well done.
Because I think there's a lot of anxiety, you know, when the holidays are coming, especially for people that want to stay plant-based, you know, it's not that easy because some people don't want that confrontation and stuff, right? So it's sometimes really hard, like you got to be confident with what you're doing, you know? Like,
well, I think most recently there's been like a vast decrease of vegans in the last even 5 years. Like it's known to be, it's like one of the most highly Googled words like in the last several years, vegan, because people want to learn how to go plant-based. Mm-hmm. And so as such, there's a lot of new people out there who are new at this. I have friends myself who are new vegans, and I see what their anxiety issues are with being around other people. And then I'm like, well, why don't you just tell them you're vegan? Why don't you just do this, right? Like, I have it all. Like, I sort of, like, I have, like, as I said, it, like, I have my own tactics. I have my own convictions already, so much so that I'm very confident with the way I live as a vegan in my world. But I can totally appreciate that others, like people who are brand new, like they're jumping into it. Maybe they don't have a lot of support. Maybe they don't have any other family members who are thinking the same way as they do. And it's, you know, the holidays, Christmas is like a largely like family-based event. So, what do they do? Like, what are the first steps that you take? And then also, there are different situations for different people. But mostly it's about family too, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, the tricky thing is also, like, let's say at work, right? You sometimes the only vegan, and then it's like, wow, there's like this buffet and it's all like for free.
Yeah,
and
that happens to me all the time.
And then you're like, then you're like, are you missing out now? Is that the question that people would say? Hey, look what's happening when you're plant-based. Like, you're missing out on all this food, you know?
But I'm not missing out on anything. I went to Virtuous Pie last night and I ate pizza and ice cream that's vegan, plant-based. How is that missing out? And then we went to Vegan Supply, our vegan huge grocery store, which is like a block away. We went there after, and there's there's for everything not vegan that you miss, there is a vegan version now, right?
Right,
so
sure.
That, like, that store has a huge, like, case of all these different types of vegan meat and mm-hmm. cheeses.
Right.
And, yeah, I actually, I ordered vegan pizza for a non-vegan friend of mine last week
aww.
That had veggie pepperoni on it from Panago, and he was seeing me eating it. He's like, how are you eating that? And I said, vegan pepperoni, try some, because I brought it for him to try.
Oh, right. That's nice.
As an omnivore, he didn't even know that such a thing exists. And
really?
I have to realize that, yeah, like if you're sort of out of, if you're out of that message, I guess if you're not looking for that, and even as new vegans, I have new vegan friends who don't even know that we have all these options, and they might think that they're like, okay, I want to be vegan for the animals or for my health, but oh wow, I'm going to miss out on meat and cheese. Well, you know, there's a vegan version for everything, and
right.
they're in my opinion, they're tastier than any of the dead animal parts and secretions that you might have been eating in the past.
Exactly.
Because I think not only do they taste good, but I think, like, you know that you're not harming animals, but it tastes even better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an ethical choice. So
exactly.
you can feel good about what you're eating and not feel guilty that you're eating some poor animal that didn't want to die, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right. So is your family vegan, just plant-based?
Yep. Well, my family is, I mean, when you say family, there's my parents, me and my sister. My sister and I do not live at home because we're old.
Right. But like if you
are,
say you go back for holidays, it's like your immediate family. Yeah.
Exactly. So I do go back to my parents for the holidays. My sister comes back every 2 years because she lives in the States now. And my sister is vegan and I'm vegan. My parents are not. But
right.
But because majority rules, like my sister and I coming home, like my mom doesn't really cook meat that much when we're at home, and as for the question, like, what do we eat for the holidays, like, I just recall it for the last several years at least, is like, there's no animals on the table, because I will always, I'll always bring home, like, a turkey, or last year I brought home the Gardein stuffed turkeys, they're really nice. We don't have those options where my parents live on Vancouver Island. It's a really isolated little town.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they will this year. I don't know. But I always bring home something that sort of like replaces like what we used to have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so my mom always serves that up. Even my dad eats it. Everyone eats it. And everything else she makes, it's like sides, like vegetables, and they're all vegan. And yeah, so we have essentially, like, I don't really press that on her because, you know, it's her house and it's her kitchen, and I'm a guest in her house, right?
Right.
But I make it work for me, right? Like, she totally gets it now after 23 years that, no, I'm not going to eat the soup that she's trying to hide meat chicken in, which she used to do in the past.
Wow.
Like,
whoa.
Like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I'm telling you, like, she was not supportive.
Ouch.
It's 23 years later now. And my sister has gone vegan too since, right, in the last, I don't know, like more than 10 years. And she knows. It's like, you know, I had to keep going at it because I don't go home very much, right, once or twice a year. And every year for 23 years, she gets it now. She has for quite a while. And so now it's not an issue. My mom's a great cook and she just knows what to make. So.
You're very lucky and blessed to have a good support system. Yeah,
yeah, that's really important. I like that they accommodate, you know, because you kind of want to feel welcome, right, when you go back to your family and celebrate the holidays.
Well, my mom obviously wants her daughters to be able to eat the food that she makes, right?
And yeah, exactly.
We do go to my dad is very involved with the Senior Citizen Center in the town. He's a director there. And every Christmas, they have a holiday potluck after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I go every year to support my dad, right? And
right.
it's a big buffet, and everyone brings their different, it's a potluck. Everyone brings different dishes. And every year, we've been doing this for years now. We started the first year. I found this recipe online, one of the website that I wanted to put a shout out for, mouthwateringvegan.com. She has this recipe on her website called Huge Christmas Sausage Roast, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a huge Christmas sausage roast, vegan sausage, which exists for people who don't know, and with all kinds of other stuff, and it's wrapped in puff pastry. It's really yummy, and we bring one or two of those every year, and I always label it vegan rose, because I want people there to have options as well, because who knows, probably none of them are vegetarian, but they bring family members, you never know. I always want that to be, I want that to start getting into our mainstream society.
Be the norm, right?
And
start
to be
like, yeah.
Right, exactly. here's the vegan option to your dead animals that are next to it. So, yeah. So I do go to that event to support my dad.
That's great.
But I always eat well there. It's a big potluck, and usually there's always something to eat. And yeah, there's going to be stuff that you're like, oh, that could easily be vegan, but I know there's butter in it.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not like I'm starving. I'm not starving. There's always something to eat, I find.
Right.
That's great. Yeah. So let's say you're invited to a party or a dinner, would you let the people, let's say it's not a vegan party or stuff.
Would you let them know?
Would you let them know that you're vegan?
Yeah. Of course, I think you have to. Like I said, is we have to. People have you in this day and age. We acknowledge that people have dietary concerns, right? A lot of people have allergies, and a lot of people have a religious diet that go according to their religions, right? I have my ethical diet.
Right.
That means that I'm not going to consume any animal parts. Anyone who knows me already knows I'm vegan. But yeah, definitely, I've been invited to a few weddings before, and actually they knew I was vegan, and they specifically said, okay, so we're going to make this special vegan meal for you.
Right.
And actually, so, I mean, that doesn't come up too much because most things that I get invited to are vegan events. So so we're lucky. We live here in Vancouver, and I like to surround myself with other, with vegan-friendly events. And so it's not usually, so yeah, it'll be something like a wedding, right? Or some special type of event. I'm in the military too, right? So completely not vegan-friendly. If we have, when we have our annual, military dinners, I go to them because it's part of being the community.
The social aspect, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. You still want to show that you can be a social person
in a
meat eating world, right? That's what I'm saying. It's we have to be ambassadors for the vegan lifestyle to show that, this part of society exists and we're going to mix with the rest of society and you're going to get used to it and realize that it's starting to take over. And in 5 years, even, I think it's going to even be more common, and people are going to have to get with it. So I'm one of the ambassadors to say, hey, I'm vegan, and so I'll need you to provide for me. Can I get the vegan option?
Right. Yeah. Not even people like you.
Yeah. And so I have a friend, actually, who's been vegan for a few years, but he doesn't have any really mentors. I feel like I need to mentor him more. I don't see him a lot. And I realized after some conversations this summer that he actually doesn't speak up. He will go to the steakhouse and just eat salad and look really, it looks really pathetic, he's not enjoying himself. Or because he's I never go to vegan restaurants. What? You live here in Vancouver.
No, right?
Are you
kidding me?
Every second restaurant opening up is turning plant-based.
I don't know. He told me he was going to the Keg last week. And the Keg? Why would you go there when you have so many options? It's because his group was going there. Why don't you speak up? So he doesn't speak up. But to answer your question, I think you're obligated to speak up, say something. And I understand that some people are super introverted and they don't want to ruffle any feathers.
They don't want to be too complicated too, you know?
Complicated,
that's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
How would you prepare yourself then for holiday dinners and parties? Do you have any suggestions even for introverts then? What's the best way then?
So I guess it depends. Is it a potluck or a catered meal? If it's catered and say it's for your work. I think these days, even I work for a university as well, and we have an annual dinner, and there's always vegan options. I think if there's not, I'm not saying there would be for every sort of situation out there that I'm talking about, but But you have to say something.
Yeah, like, you otherwise, you have to make them aware that, hey, this is something that I have and you need to respect it. And usually people are pretty accommodating. I mean, this day and age, everyone has, you know, soy, peanut allergy, you know, whatever allergy. It's just
gluten. Everyone's allergic to gluten these days, right? So, if it's sort of like a larger event, you have to say something. And actually, speaking of events where my parents live, there's an event that's coming up that my sister and I are going to go to, and this week you're talking about it, and my sister said, well, what if they don't have anything for us to eat? And I said, well, we're paying for a ticket. They have to provide for us. Right. Like, I'm educating her. I'm saying, no, they have to. Like, well, she said, maybe we just don't eat. And I said, no, I'm not going to dinner and just sitting there. The event is a dinner. Like, why would you pay for it? Like, she's not at that place yet. Yeah, she's not at that place yet where she's, like, she doesn't want to be confrontational at all, but she's starting to learn how to speak for herself, and she's extremely introverted, but she's been vegan now for almost as long as I have, and she needs to learn how to start speaking up for herself. But I think it's easier when you do have mentors, like, say, people like me, who are, I guess, like, we lead the way, right? Like, we're paving the path for the vegans that are coming behind us so that it's going to be easier for them. Speak up, and people are inviting you to something because they want you to be there, so you're their guest, so they want to provide for you, right? So, and if it's an event that's like, at someone's house, right, and they're making food or a dinner, I would always offer to bring food because I want to. I know, Julia, you like making food as well. Like, that's part of, like, how you share, like, your lifestyle, right? And to show people how great vegan food can be.
Exactly.
Because you know that you're going to do it, right? So I would totally bring something, and I'd be happy to. And then it's going to be the dish that everyone wants to eat because it's so delicious.
Exactly.
Right? I'm not saying that other people can't cook well, but I know that my food is always really good, and it always impresses people.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to do vegan advocacy, like, with food. It's the best way to reach people is with food, I think.
Totally.
And the holidays is the perfect time to do that.
Would you suggest that people eat beforehand as well if they're too worried that they don't get, like, their stomach full from the food at the party?
Well, I think if you're following my advice and you're doing what I'm saying, you're going to be fine. But, okay, so this is what I think. Yeah, so I've been to events sometimes where, not a holiday event maybe, or maybe, like, say it could be a holiday event, but you're just one of many, many, many guests, and you don't want to bother to ask them to provide for you. And it's like a buffet. So you're like, oh, there might be fruit and, like, carrot sticks that I can eat. And honestly, I've been to a lot of events like that where I'm not really concerned about the food, but I'll go, and there's literally, like, maybe, like, if it's a dinner, like, a green salad and carrot sticks and cucumber slices that fit within my diet. Yeah, but that's what you're saying, right? Because I like eating, we both like eating raw food. And so I just pile my plate with the green salad and the raw veggies, and I make that a meal. So I think, like, if there's even just one or two things, like, I guess it sort of depends on what's going to satisfy you and fill you up. So if that's not going to satisfy you, eat a veggie burger or something beforehand, right? But for me, I try to, like, make do with what's there. If it's something that I wasn't really planning for and I just happened to be there, like I said, or I was just hoping they would have something because it's a buffet or it's a potluck or something, But, you know, there's always going to usually be, like, a green salad and some raw veggies. And then there's always, like, fruit plates.
Yeah.
So I pile my plate up with fruit. And, Julia, you'll be happy to know, perhaps, that I've started a raw food diet today, actually. Like, mostly fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly I eat a lot of raw food as a vegan. But today, for the next 10 days, I'm doing this raw meal plan that I got online just for fun. So
I just ate
four bananas and a lot of blueberries and a pear. It was all mixed together, and celery in a smoothie. It was really, really filling. There's a lot of food on this meal plan. But anyway, back right. to
oh, awesome.
Yeah, back to eat. Yeah, I think like just make the like just make the most out of it. And if it's free food, just pile your plate up with right. whatever you can eat and try to yeah. be happy with that. But again, that's maybe that's not going to serve everyone. Like if you really want something that, like more filling, that you know, yeah. So if you feel you need to eat something, I never. Oh, another thing I always do too is I always have snacks in my bag.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
You definitely have to, I think.
Is that a vegan thing? It's not.
I think so.
I used to do it when I wasn't vegan.
Okay.
I think it's just a fast lifestyle. We just don't have time and you don't want to eat fast food all the time, so you just carry snacks around, right?
Well, as vegans, we don't. There's not a lot of fast food choices anyways. I don't eat fries. Like, that's disgusting, right? Like, that.
Yeah.
Like I want... But I do eat a lot of, like, vegan, like, Lara bars, or I'll have, like, or Clif bars. Those peanut butter and almond butter stuff. Clif bars are just together. Yeah, so, and I have, like, those soy jerky primal strips, like, if I want something that's sort of, like, meaty or, like, has more protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have nuts, and I have, like, I have, there's always food in my bag. I always travel with food, so... Yeah, so if I'm at an event too, and I'm like, oh, okay, so the salad and the carrot sticks is enough. I just eat whatever.
You're creative.
Or you know what? Or I might bring like hummus with me or something. Like I've been known to do that as well. Travel with your food.
Exactly.
If you don't want to be hungry, but I mean, but you shouldn't have to rely on that too much either. Like I'm saying, like we have to make sure that there is food for us, especially during the holidays. When we're going to an event that is to celebrate the holidays and you're invited as a guest, you need to make sure that you are provided for as a guest.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But let's say you are like at a dinner table, right? And like you're so grossed out by the meat and the smell, like, what should people do? Like, you know, that's a hard thing. Like it's always like in your nose, like that smell and... all these, like, meat dishes,
so
right?
It's
hard.
I think it depends on first of all, I think it depends on where you are in your path to vegan lifestyle. There are some people who have taken what's called the liberation pledge, where they pledge to actually not engage with people at a dinner table, not even the holidays, where there's meat being served. So with me, I really do try to avoid... because it is disgusting to me, as you said, the smells. Even when there's a McDonald's near me, whenever I walk by it, man, it just grosses me out. Or if I see someone at my work last week, like, it always really disappoints me when I see people I know eating McDonald's. I'm like, what? You actually go there and eat that? And it reeks. And then thinking you're putting all that oil and grease and meat into your body, and that's what your body is. Like, you are what you eat, right? And so it sort of stuns me when I realize that people still eat that stuff. But and then also, like I said, I try to usually avoid being at a dinner table where there is meat there. But, yeah, sometimes you are in you can't avoid it all the time, right? So so what I do, I mean, I really just, it's usually a rare event, but it does happen a few times a year, right? And I just try to ignore it. I just try to concentrate on something else. It really disgusts me. And what else can you do, right? Like, do you have any other...
Just
like,
focus
what do you
on some
do?
Positive things, right? We need to trick our mind because, like, you chose to be on, like, with these people on the table, so you got to make the best out of it. And I think if you're, like, ignorant as a vegan, like, that's not good on you too. You know, you need to be a good role model for others, or they're gonna judge.
Well,
that's how all the vegans are. They just put maybe in this vegan in all the other box, and you don't want to look like.
Well, you know what? You know what? I think that maybe not all vegans. I know when I first went vegetarian, I still used to work at a cafeteria where I would make meat sandwiches for people, and I would sometimes serve meat. I was often usually moving over to the vegetarian, like, hot food table, so I could just do the veggie stuff because the meat was starting to gross me out. But I would still deal with it. And this was for many years where it actually didn't bother me. So I think everyone is on, like I said, everyone has a different perspective. But the longer and longer I went, the more disgusting it becomes. And I guess, so part of me feels like I shouldn't avoid eating in situations like this, because then people, if they know why, then they think that I'm being antisocial. And if you're going to be vegan, you can't mix with the rest of society, and they don't want to be different than other people, so that turns them off the vegan lifestyle, right?
Right.
But part of me thinks, that then maybe you should be at the table with these people so that they can see that you are relatively, like, you know, a normal person like they are. But it doesn't mean that you can't talk about your food choices if you want to. Does it often come up for you too when people, when you're at an event where it's like, I call them like an omnivorous food event, because I usually go to vegan events, so the omnivorous events are the exception. But are you ever at omnivorous food events where people go, oh, you're not eating meat, how come?
Like, oh, it's just like a really
all the
like
time.
Chains events. Like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're not really thinking about the question. Like, they're not thinking about what the answer might be. They're just, it's a real honest and innocent, it's coming from an innocent place as just a carnist, a person who believes that eating meat is normal, natural, and necessary. They don't know any other way to do it. So it's coming from that perspective.
Right.
Whereas we, as vegans, are, we've been so much more educated and thoughtful about these issues. So for us, that's a really loaded question with many, many, many answers that could come out of it. So, like, what do you say, right? Like, if you're at, especially a holiday event, where everything's supposed to be festive and happy, and you're supposed to be enjoying your food, and someone says, "Oh, why aren't you eating meat?" So what I mean, a very common answer for me in a situation like this is, and I've refined these answers over the years, because it used to be different answers that I would give.
Yeah. Right.
But I'll say something really simple, like, animals are my friends and I don't eat my friends. There.
Right.
What do you think of that? Like, what do you want to say to that? Because
there's nothing to say against that, you know? Like, I mean, we can fight about, let's say, the health aspects. They say, well, you don't know for sure or whatever, but it's a fact that they can be your friends and that they get killed, right, in the first place. Like, no one can argue about that.
So,
it's a fact.
Yeah, so I think that's a really basic statement that everyone can find some common ground with. Like, oh, yeah, I like animals too, and maybe, oh, my dog's my friend and I wouldn't eat him. So it's a leading statement where I think it plants a seed in someone's mind and it gets them to think, and they can't disagree with the reason why you don't eat meat, because you don't want to eat your friends, right?
And you know, you're not being personal here, which is good, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect in like events like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to come across like, okay, you're going to ask me something now why I'm not eating meat. Let people come to you if they really want to know, but don't bring it up yourself.
Right. Because
you want to stay respectful.
Well, yeah, I never bring it up myself, because I just feel like I'm just being normal and eating my food, and I don't just like outwardly like start going like to people, hey, why aren't you vegan? Why aren't you eating meat? I don't, you know.
Yeah, but then they do like, that to you. Yeah. Why aren't you meat? Why
know.
Aren't you eating
yeah,
meat?
They do.
I'm like, whoa, hold up. You just don't
you know
standing.
What? Yeah, but as I said, they're innocently asking that because they're carnists and they don't realize the issues,
right.
And I think they're genuinely curious. I remember my cousin in Australia many, many, many years ago asked me that. He was a teenager. And then the last I heard of him 2 months ago, my sister said to me, he's vegan now. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, because he actually, I think he wrote on his Instagram or something, like, friends not food. And
oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Whoa, that's like our message. Like, really?
That's
like,
great.
Like, we haven't seen him in almost 20 years, and I never thought that he would ever get that message. And it's because of his wife, who is apparently vegan, and I guess she was a good influence on him.
Right.
And he gets it. He said, friends not food. So good for him.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, totally. So when you do give that answer to people, I think it does leave an opening for them to ask you more questions if they want to. It's up to them. And
exactly.
I would welcome it. I would welcome it at a holiday event if they're asking, because it's just a conversation between two people, right?
Yeah.
People are totally welcome to ask me questions because I enjoy talking about this stuff. And
yeah,
I feel
too.
Like if you, yeah. If, yeah, if you don't, if you're, again, if you're hesitant, if you're anxious, if you're new at this, and maybe you don't even know all the answers, maybe that's why you have anxiety because you haven't lived this lifestyle for very long and you're just sort of like learning more about it. You're learning like how you feel about it yourself. Maybe you don't want to engage with people because, yeah, I remember I was like that for a long time. Like I didn't have all the answers, but what I do know is that animals are my friends and I don't eat my friends. Or sometimes I would say, you know, I don't believe in animal cruelty, so I try not to contribute to it.
Yeah.
Like that's something very basic as well.
Exactly.
Like no one can deny that statement. And yeah, and I think that can only lead to a personal conversation where you're talking about your own experiences rather than making statements that might seem judgmental to other people.
Right. Don't make it sound too personal for others, right? That they feel lower. That's a problem too.
Yeah, or they have to defend what they're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what? If they feel that way, that's on them, right?
But they don't notice it, though.
Yeah, I don't think that we should come across, though, as like that's up to them that's sort of like where their mind is going. But what all we can say is this is what my experience is. And if that resonates with you, then maybe you have something to think about, right?
Right.
So that's what a conversation is. And
definitely.
Yeah, I like having conversations with completely ignorant people about all animal exploitation issues. It's the only way to open people's minds up to these issues because so many people I still realize have not even thought about many animal exploitation issues, not even just feeding meat, but other things as well. So.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean the world is so busy we don't even make the connection, right? Like
no.
We're so involved with our work, making money, paying all the bills,
and then people,
someone meets Allison, and then they're like, "What does she want? You know, you want to tell me how to live my life? I have problems to deal with. I have the worst things in that, you know."
Well, the thing is, people are used to the status quo. They feel safe with what they already know. They feel safe with what media is telling them, mainstream media, that is, and what their parents have taught them. And they don't, as you said, they're busy and they're worried about paying their bills more, raising their children more, and they don't make the mental time out of that little fear in their mind. Like they don't step outside of the box to consider other ideas. I'm not saying all people are like that, but definitely there are people who aren't like that. And that's why we're getting more and more vegan people these days,
right?
Because they are opening their minds to seeing things from a different perspective.
Right. And hopefully during the holidays, people actually have more time to connect with people that go plant-based, you know, and they inspire them because they have hopefully a bit more time actually to relax and think about life. Yeah, what's actually going on with all these animals that are breeded out there, you know? Maybe actually holidays are the key to, in a way, like to actually get more people to go plant-based.
Or they're just so relaxed and they just want to eat what they think, you know, what they're so used to and normalized
right.
of what their, you know, Christmas is, right?
Right, because it's like the childhood, right?
It brings back the memories, like the ad for the milk said, put your adult on pause.
Exactly.
Go
Did
back
you see
to the
that
time.
One, Allison?
Yeah, that one's interesting.
That advertisement?
Put your adult on pause? That makes me sick.
Yeah.
Like, they're completely ignoring all the other issues. And that's a very narrow-minded message that unfortunately gets to a lot of people. And that's sad. I mean, that's why I do what I do, which is to try to get people to get people to see these issues are not as simple as these advertising agencies and animal exploitation industries are trying to make it. Like, they go way far and beyond. And speaking of the holidays being a good time to maybe learn about issues, that's why we're saying to vegans out there who are listening, and especially new vegans, is, like, make this an opportunity to do vegan and animal advocacy to your friends and your loved ones, especially to your family members who you might not see a lot during the year. And you know what I've done in the past, too, is I've brought home DVDs, like documentaries, mm-hmm. like health related or
Netflix
animal related. Yeah, there's so many films on Netflix now. I highly recommend people show their parents and family members what the health.
Yeah, I just had it in mind.
people care about their health, and if you have Netflix, like, that's the perfect time to. Like, what do we do during the holidays? We watch lots of movies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I have done that in the past, and it did, you know, it has made a difference for sure. Like, now my parents, they know that being vegan is the way.
Every step counts, like, too, right? We're not talking about, okay, what, you're still not like 100% plant-based? Hey, guys, every single step really sounds good. Like, it's the right direction, no? Like, even eating less meat is like a great step.
Right. So if you think that, oh, I can't go vegan because I can't give up cheese or chocolate, especially during the holidays or whatever, right? Like, I say to people like that, okay, then don't go vegan. Just stop eating everything else except for chocolate and cheese. And then down the way, you'll find that there's actually really delicious vegan chocolate and cheese, right? So you're actually... Yeah, like, I eat cheese and chocolate. You know, I really garnered a taste for dark chocolate after I went vegan. And now these days, there are so many vegan chocolate options out there. Actually, there's even vegan milk chocolate now. I bought some at Vegan Supply yesterday.
There's a bunch actually in Europe, too. Yeah. I just came back from Europe, we have so many white chocolate nougat.
I've heard of that. My friend lives in Switzerland, and she brought me... these delicious bars of rice milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And, you know, Switzerland being the capital of chocolate making, they know what they're doing there.
Right.
And it's the same with cheese as well. And then I also tell people as well, like, if you don't want to buy the vegan cheeses or they're not available where you live, like, it's so easy to make your own cheese. Like,
it
just get a recipe book or even just online. I'm always seeing recipes for vegan cheeses. And I've made many vegan cheeses, and they're so easy to make. As long as, you know, if you want to be adventurous in the kitchen, like, it's fun. It's actually fun. It used to be one of my hobbies. I was making vegan cheeses all the time.
Yeah.
And and also, I went one summer with making, like, vegan, completely, like, like, experimenting with making all these different vegan ice cream from recipes I found trying to find the ones I really like. And they're usually raw as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, often they're made with, like, cashews or coconut. And it's easy and it's fun to actually get into the kitchen and make your own foods. And like I said, there's a vegan version for everything. It's in certainly ones that you can even make yourself. Right, but back to what we were saying, is just do what you can do, because it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I know some people think that. They think in black or white, and they think, oh, I can't be 100% perfect, so therefore I'll be 0% perfect. Like, we don't live in a perfect society, you know. Achieving perfection does not need to be an end goal at any point in any manner. It's about doing what you can do. And
even if the media, though, projects it that way, that perfection is the best, but it is not possible.
That's probably where that message often derives from with people. Like, oh, I have to have, you know, I have to have the perfect car. I have to have the perfect family. I have to have the perfect... Well, do people actually say, though, I have to have the perfect diet? Because if they did think about that, they would start not eating the standard American diet. They would actually try to incorporate more healthy foods. So it's funny that people might apply that to all parts of their lives, except for food, right?
Yeah, right.
Because
good point.
Food is comfort. Food is our safety zone, where we are comforted and where we put all our emotions into.
Yeah.
And it takes change. It's a bit about stepping into an area where that is unfamiliar territory. If you're thinking of eating a completely different diet than what you're used to, so I suggest going at your own pace, which is what I did when I went vegetarian.
Right.
I know some people go vegan like overnight. They're completely convinced. They watch a film such as Earthlings, and they go, "I'm going vegan."
Yeah.
And that's great. And I totally accept that most a lot of people aren't like that. And and so again, when you're home for the holidays, you might be around a lot of people like this, your family members, who are completely not on that trajectory. They're not, they would never change their diet 100% completely like that. But you can do things like show them a documentary. You can make the giant sausage Christmas roast. You can bring home a tofurkey.
Plant the seed, you can, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and bring your favorite dish, you know, and don't make like a dish you never tried before and bring it and then hope it tastes good. You know, bring like the best one so you put a good impression, right? It's like, because some people also say, oh, I tried vegan food. I have a friend, she's like, oh, I tried vegan food before, but wasn't that good. I'm like, okay, you got to try again. I'm going to bring something.
Yeah, your jaw just drops and you're like, what? Like,
yeah, like, it happens.
What were you eating?
Unfortunately, but that doesn't mean that like plant-based food is not good, right? Just because you tried one thing, like there are many options, like the same with the American. Well, I'm not saying that it tastes good, but there are a lot of stuff that don't taste good, and people don't talk about that, really. But then if one plant-based food doesn't taste good, then everything is not good? No, that doesn't work like that.
Like I said, well, some people do think in those black and white terms, but that's what I'm saying, too, is that's why we as vegans need to bring food that people can, because this is our chance, right? Like, any chance I get, I bring food that I've made. And, it's always stuff that I know that tastes really good. And then another idea for bringing something amazing for the holidays is dessert. Because I always say vegan desserts are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any websites that you would suggest some, like, really good desserts
for the
plant-based for the holidays?
Oh, desserts.
Just off the top of the head, if not, you can
send
it to us later.
I recommend mouthwateringvegan.com, as I said, because all of her recipes are what her website is called, which is mouthwatering. Like, they're all delicious recipes. I also want to recommend Drina Burton's website, Plant Powered Kitchen. She's a local vegan cookbook author and blogger. She's from the Vancouver area.
Yeah,
and I know her personally, and she sends out a lot of, and she just actually put out a blog post this week, I think, of like her top 15 vegan recipes. And then another one is Chocolate Covered Katie. Are you aware of her?
No. You're full of knowledge. Okay. Like, you're like a library.
We'll
have
to get a bunch of your favorite places and put it up on the show.
No, we have to have you at the podcast again, because it's like, so you have so much knowledge. It's like amazing. Like,
I don't read a lot of blogs, but those are the ones that come to mind. Chocolate Covered Katie, she just put out something. Like, she puts out just tons of recipes, and they're all, they're mostly desserts. So that's why you asked about desserts, but they're all they're either low or no sugar, which is interesting.
Awesome.
So for people who are diabetic or worried about their glucose intake, you can, I like actually using stevia. It's like,
I use stevia
calories
too. It's great.
Yeah. And do you use agave and maple syrup for your raw desserts? That's what I use.
Yeah. I like maple syrup. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I use agave. And then can I recommend a few, holiday cookbooks that I really like?
Of course, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Because that would be a great present, actually, for out too on the holidays.
Speaking of presents, I want to recommend, if people are in the Vancouver area or maybe at anywhere that has a Costco, I was at Costco yesterday, and I was so pleasantly surprised to see that they have the Crossroads cookbook there by Cal Ronan, which I have. It's only $14.99 there. I checked the regular price. Regular price is $35. This is a beautiful hardcover bound book with beautiful photographs, with the most amazing recipes you can ever have. Cal Ronan is a really famous
chef. What's the name?
Just Crossroads. It's named after his restaurant in L.A. If you ever go to L.A., go to Crossroads Restaurant.
Okay, we got to go there.
We are going there in January, so we'll definitely have to go check it out.
You have to go to Crossroads. There's always celebrities there every time I go there. Everyone is going there.
Oh.
So I have this book, and I've made a bunch of recipes out of it. And this book is like 2 years old, and they have it at Costco. So it's really great that they're marketing it
now.
Awesome. Like, I'm happy.
Mainstream.
Also, I want to recommend the book Vegan Holiday Kitchen by Nava Atlas. She's a really good cookbook author as well. And then last year, the super fun vegan holiday cookbook came out by Issa Chandra Moskowitz. And I tried out a bunch of recipes from there. And that's an amazing book. And it covers all the holidays. So there's a chapter for every holiday throughout the year. And, of course, a lot for the Christmas holidays and other, like, the Jewish holidays during the winter months. And Thanksgiving, too, sort of the same as Christmas holidays. So many, like, those recipes are so good. I went to her restaurant in Brooklyn this summer, and she was there, too, actually. Nice. And her food is, like, it's so delicious. We had some of the dishes in the book were at the restaurant, and I had some of those. So those are my recommendations. But, I mean, there's so much out there.
There is,
like, on Facebook, I'm always seeing videos. You're on my Facebook, Julia, so you'll probably see that I post a lot of, whenever I see an amazing recipe like that, so the trend these days is to, like, make a video of the recipe, right? And I'm looking at these late at night and just, like, reposting stuff that I want to sort of tag for later.
Nice.
So that's another way to do vegan advocacy that's super easy that you can do in bed late at night from your phone. But the Tasty Tea is a really good one, and the Buddhist Chef, those are two good vegan websites. And there's another one, too. What is it? It's a raw one. It's Fragrant Vanilla Cake. Do you know that one, Julia?
Raw dessert. I don't.
I highly recommend it. Fragrant Vanilla Cake, I believe it's called. And it's just all these raw desserts. So I was going to say before, like, vegan desserts are the best, but even better are raw vegan desserts.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the listeners got the idea. So
yeah, you can send us a whole list. We'll put them all up in the show notes. Last thing we want to ask and let the listeners know is where they can find you and what you're all about and stuff.
Yeah, I highly recommend you please like our Facebook page, Animal Voices Vancouver Online, and that's where you can find me. You can send me a friend request, too, on Facebook if you want, Allison Cole. And also animalvoices.org. That's our website, so you can listen to all of our past shows. So we've done many segments on sort of stuff that we're talking about today, but a lot of, like, just vegan lifestyle, how to live a plant-based lifestyle. Tomorrow I'm actually interviewing two vegan bodybuilders, so that's going to be on next week's show.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be a fun one. So we have vegan athletes on the show sometimes, and we just had Dr. Michael Greger on the show, about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
He's the guru of vegan health and nutrition, and it's an excellent interview, too. I recommend checking that out. So you can go to animalvoices.org to listen to those past podcasts, or on iTunes as well.
Perfect.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for spending the time and talking about the holidays with us. And
yeah, we got to go actually to Vegan Supply now.
Yeah, that was our plan, to go to Vegan Supply and supply us up with some vegan supplies.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy your day, and we see you at the Christmas potluck on December 16th.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, happy holidays.
Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.